We rise. Grace and peace to you from him who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Amen. All scripture is God-breathed. Those words which were inscribed some 2,700 years ago, which touch our ears and our lives and promise things to come, we read from Isaiah chapter 26. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps the truth may enter in. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. The Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. O Lord, our God, masters beside you have had dominion over us, but by you only we make mention of your name. Your dead shall live. Together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust. For your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation is past. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth will also disclose her blood and will no more cover her slain. This is the word of God. Let us pray. O Lord, you are our fortress and might. Grant that together with all the saints, we would find shelter from our sins and sorrows and take refuge in your promises today. Amen. In Jesus' name, who is our mighty fortress, dear fellow saints, it is a song without a name, and it is sung by people without a name. They're as countless as the sand on the seashore, and yet this choir sings with one voice. They sing with one voice together, a song that fills the halls of heaven. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever. Amen. Following our sermon today, we'll be singing a hymn that's beloved by many. Number 463 in the Lutheran hymnal goes by the title, For All the Saints. It is the tune I'd like you to take note of. The tune that was wedded to this hymn and these beautiful words is called Sine Nomine, a title which means without a name. It reminds us of that picture in Revelation chapter 7, where the number of saints are so many that they can't be counted. They stream in without a name. They are without a name because this song is not about individuals. This is about the communion of all who have been washed by the blood of Christ and gathered into his eternal care. This song has no name because it is not about individuals. It is about our God. It is about the city which he is preparing and establishing all around you, so that in the midst of your struggles and your sorrows, you can hear it. It steals on your ear. It is the distant triumph song. Can you hear it? Maybe as you consider those words of Revelation 7, it just seems too far away. After all, we live in the present. We live in the midst of things going on right now in our life. We live in the present, and so often we're stuck in the past. The could-haves, the should-haves, the would-haves. I really should have, I really could have, and if only I would have. Things could be different. Isaiah's original audience knew such regret, such sorrow. These were dark days for the people of Israel. As Isaiah pens these words, Israel is a nation that's bound for captivity. Isaiah prophesies of how soon after the greatest power in the world is going to invade the city, tear down the walls, that king Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian armies are going to take the people of Israel captive, to lead them away to a place where they'll know other masters. It would be easy for them to be stuck in the past. The mistakes, the irresponsibility, the disobedience against what God had told them to do, and the refusal to even listen to the promises he was giving to them. They have had other masters, it says in verse 13. This would be proven not just in the captivity to the Babylonians, but in the captivity they would experience at their own sinful flesh, which holds them in bondage to do things that they shouldn't and to not do what they should. Things could be different, and things should be different. These were dark days. The church calendar has chosen November 1st as the day to commemorate All Saints' Day. And it's chosen at a time of the year where the days are growing dark. We set our clocks back. We see the sun set at, 5 o'clock? It is a time in which the seasons are shifting, the trees are growing bare, the winds are blowing in, and it's really a time to shift our focus. It's not just the stores that are trying to get you to think about Christmas, it is the church year. It is a time to turn your gaze. For those believers caught up in the judgment before them, it was a time to look forward to Christmas. It was a time to turn the ear to the west. They were held captive in what we would know today as Iraq, and it was a time to turn their eyes and their ears to the west, where they would see that land they once knew, those homes they once lived in. They would think on the promises, and a golden evening would brighten in the west. There in that lowly stable would dawn a yet more glorious day. Stealing on their ear, an angel sings a distant triumph song of peace on earth and goodwill toward men. For the days are dark, and this song seems so far away from us. The could-haves, the would-haves, and the should-haves. Having been taken captive by our own darkness from time to time, it is now a time to turn your ears toward Bethlehem, toward that stable. That stable that the world would suppose to be so weak, so dirty, so unhelpful, we would see as our rock, as our fortress, as our might. We would call this one Jesus, what the world would call sine nomine, someone without a name, just passing by. For as it says in verse 1, in that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God will appoint salvation for walls and bulwarks. That stable would prove to be God's fortress. Jesus would come forth in humble human form, without a name in the world's estimation, and would emerge from the grave with the everlasting strength of Yah, the Lord, a strength which never fails, enduring all your past regrets, suffering in all your present sorrows, Jesus would bring a new future, a new hope for God's people. For the saints of old and for you, things could be different, and things are different. Because in Christ, the seasons have changed. God has cast those past regrets into the depths of Christ's cross and brought forth in his resurrection a new song and a new day, which you gain by faith. He's raised up walls around you, opened the gates by the works of Christ to bring you into his righteousness. He's erected those walls which drowned out all the troubles, the sorrows, the past, so you don't need to hear them. And all you hear is that gathering, that which steals on your ear. It's that distant triumph song in God's city. It is the song of the saints. What does it take to be a saint? You would think the qualifications for sainthood would somehow require good works. It's what the world thinks. So many have misconstrued, misinterpreted what salvation is and how it comes to us that many suppose it is by our works that we become a saint. But what is the tune that steals on the ear? It is sine nomine. This is those who are without a name. Being a saint is not about making a name for yourself. It is about believing in Jesus. From the greatest to the least, it is about those who have had their robes washed and made white, or as Paul writes, who have been called with a holy calling, not according to their works, but according to God's grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus. How many unknown, unheard of saints have come and gone? How many have never been granted a place of honor, never had a name to be known? How many will remember the name of Jeffrey Cameron? For those who don't know, Jeff is a member of our congregation who passed away this last summer at the age of 49. How many can remember his name or even how to spell it? I don't know how many times Melissa, his wife, had to tell me how to spell his name, and still I couldn't remember if it was R-E-Y or E-R-Y. I just knew that it was backwards from the way people typically spell Jeffrey. And yet Jeff would be the last person to point out this mistake. He was not interested in making a name for himself. He sung a song entitled Sine Nomine, without a name. This day is not about honoring the saints or their works because, as it says in verse 12, you have done all our works in us. Or as Paul writes in the New Testament, it is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It was God who worked in Jeff a faith and an example to follow. It is God who made a name for himself despite all of Jeff's struggles. Not many of you may know, but Jeff really never had it easy. Growing up, he moved from one house to the next, from one place of residence to another state. He, by the age of 11, he lost both of his parents. And growing up as an adult, he faced heart troubles that would bring his life on the brink of death at the young age of 44. Jeff was one who could be stuck in the past. But God had a different mindset. God had in mind another 5 years. Another 5 years he would give Jeff by a heart transplant. And in those 5 years, God would grant Jeff a wife. He would bring him into this fellowship of believers where he learned more about his Savior, where he was brought into the communion of the saints. He would see the birth of his 3 boys. He would see them baptized. He would teach them about Jesus. And he wouldn't just have his life extended another 5 years. When he reached that age of 49 this last summer, he would see his life enter eternity. The eternal rest from all his labors, as God does for you also. Can you hear Jeff singing the distant triumph song? Well, maybe you need to come a little closer. In the book of Hebrews, we read that those who believe have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels, to those whose names are registered in heaven. In Christ, the gates of this assembly are opened, and you come a little closer. But maybe you need to come even closer. Those who approach the Lord's altar today are going to do just that. As you see the bread and the wine being brought up today to the altar, you should see that closeness, that distant triumph song coming here to be heard. Because as Paul writes, we who break this bread and drink this cup are one body. We're joined to Christ, to his body and blood. And where Christ is, there are all who believe, whether they're alive or they're dead, they're living in Christ. Here you commune with Jesus, here you commune with Jeff, and here you commune with all the company of heaven. You sing the song of the angels. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. The life of a saint is the life of struggle. We are still here, in the present, in reality. It is the life of sorrow. It is a life of faith. Jesus said in Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For the days are growing dark, and God will enact his vengeance, as it says in our text. Verse 21, God will come out of his place. He will no longer be hidden. He is going to bring judgment against sin and against all who reject his free grace and promise in Christ. It is a time to take shelter. Come, my people, enter your chambers. Shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself for a little moment. This is what faith is all about. It is to hide yourself in the midst of present suffering. To hide yourself in his promises as you're carried captive with the Babylonian captivity of the world. To find a future hope and a present freedom by God's grace and promise. It is to hear that distant triumph song emerge not just from the stable, but also from the empty tomb. It is the resurrection by which Isaiah can write, your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Why do we still suffer? It's a common question. Well, the last enemy still has not been destroyed. Death is still real. Christ has not fully put it under his foot yet. It still stings us with could-haves, with should-haves, with would-haves, with unthinkable tragedies that could strike at any moment in any one of our lives. It brings questions that can't be answered except to stop and listen and hear on that distant echo the triumph song. Soon enough, dear saints, soon enough those past regrets will never be heard again. Soon enough, the present sorrows will never be experienced again. Because soon, soon, to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. May God seal on your ear that distant triumph song. Amen.